look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, where it's blustery cold. But you didn't tune in for our weather report.
Yeah, no, weather storm warning. Today.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, New York City under some snow. That area, the five boroughs under snow. It's just odd here for this time of year. Not unheard of, but certainly odd. Folks, we broadcast live every weeknight. That's Monday through Friday. 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Global Star Radio Network. That's our flagship network where Russ Dizdar precedes us and Dave Hodges has a Sunday night show. It's a fantastic network. We also simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, and you can watch us live and by archive on our YouTube channel. Just go to HagmanandHagman.com and there, all the links are right there to each audio and video broadcasting venue. And there you have it. So don't forget, folks, we do have two different websites, HagmanandHagman.com, all show images or all show information and the live show, and HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. That's for the articles, the information, news analysis, things that Steve Quayle has been talking about for two decades now, three decades perhaps. It's there for you. And of course, just bookmark both, folks. I'm Doug Hagman at the helm, with fellow investigator, researcher, and most importantly, my son, Joe Hagman. Together, we are what I like to call the Hagman and Hagman Report, America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. In my opinion, we dig deep into topics that the corporate mass media won't. We got a very special show for you lined up tonight. Now, here's how, earlier this week, in fact, I think it was over the weekend, Steve and I were talking, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, we were talking about something, and we're talking about the need to change our thinking when it comes to preparations. Because right now, everyone is, well, no one seems to be your friend, right? I mean, think about this. 10 years ago, a decade ago, we had See Something, Say Something. And that really was engraved into the digital hard drives or brains, basically. That if we see something odd, we were to say something. Well, you know, in theory, I suppose, when you're looking at an enemy within, that's a good thing. However, what the government has done and what the Tavistocki and Orwellian mind people have done is extend that to people who are preparing and who are attempting to be self-sufficient. Joe, we've seen this in our town. We've seen this in our travels where people like us and people like Steve Quayle, people, the truth tellers, are now enemies of the government and under surveillance. And we have, folks, let me tell you something. You think that do not think for one moment that that's all hype, that there's no harassment out there by government, there's no issues, because there is. And as we see the world descending into chaos, as we see that whole process accelerating, this is only going to get worse. And even Clinton, Bubba, the Monica compadre there, Monica Lewinsky's beau. But Bill Clinton, even he stated that the world is coming apart at the seams. So yeah, for him to say that, yesterday. You know, yeah, exactly. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is this. We have Steve Quayle on, and he's going to be bringing on a couple of guests tonight. The first guest is Ryan Whitmer, and I apologize for my stuttering. And you know, he's with newmana.com, and we're going to be talking about preparedness. And all the links are in our show descriptions and on our show page to both stevequayle.com and all of our guests. So we're going to be talking about general preparedness, tactics, because we have to change our tactics. We've got to change our tactics. We must. Because if we don't, we are going to be eaten up by the enemy that is beside us, around us, behind us, the enemy you think is your friend. And folks, please understand that. Trust is a two-way street. Well, trust should not be. Be careful who you trust. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Be careful who you trust. Joe, yeah. Go ahead. Let's bring on our guest tonight.
Yeah, we have a great show planned for you tonight. Title of the show, Tactical Preparations. We have with us Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. I'm going to turn it over to him and let us get started with our show tonight.
Well, good evening, everyone, on this Friday. Doug, Joe, I'm excited to talk about tactical preparation because things have changed. Now, as one of the original founders of, quote, the preparedness / survival movement, self-reliant movement, and that's really what it was, self-reliance, I want to start out with the hypocrisy of how the average American thinks. From the beginning, and I'm not saying life insurance is bad, life insurance, INSURANCE, but something has to happen bad in order for you to collect. In other words, the death of a loved one. Now, what's interesting, and as we're sitting here talking and you know, pondering the tactical preparedness stuff of the past couple hours, you know, Doug and Joe and Ryan, here's a great question. What do you do when everything and everyone you've taken for granted is no longer there or is taken away? Because, look, I get emails day in and day out. Will they take away my gold? No, it's about your life. Are they coming to take away my guns? No, it's about coming to blow you away. Are they coming to, you know, take my house and foreclose my mortgage? No, they're coming to steal your house and, again, move you into a prison camp at best and basically do away with you at worst. So the thing is I think that Gary Haven's name for his upcoming movie out on the 1st of May, Amerageddon, is really an appropriate one. It's important to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that it's so critical that if you do not believe your life is worth, how shall I say this, being a wise man or a prudent man who foresees evil and hiding yourself from it, but a simple man passes on and is punished, Doug put that up, Proverbs 22:3, then why do you think the smartest man in the world would write something like this at his time, King Solomon? I think the issue tonight is, let's forget all the Bravo Sierra. Let's forget all the bovine laundry. If you don't know what that is, pray about it. I think, Doug, one of the tragedies of talk radio since I've been on it is the fact that people will get more offended over a word than they will of the slaughter of the innocents. Now, I asked Ryan to come on tonight, you know, because we're not, by the way, Ryan's worked for me off and on for 10 years. I know him. Actually, I've known him since he's a small child. He used to do a Bible study at his parents' house, and he used to sit on my lap. Well, guess what? That day is gone, and he's grown up to be a pretty amazing young man. So I asked Ryan, I said, Ryan, look, you've been in the survival business with me. You've been off and on working for me over the years. I said, I want you to come on tonight and tell the people the questions or the statements that people are making you. By the way, Doug, even though Ryan hasn't worked for me for a couple of years, people still call him at all hours of the night that he established relationships with over the years, asking what's going on and asking for his opinion. So he's a pretty well-informed guy, but he knows the food business backwards and forwards. And believe it or not, there's a lot of stuff we've got to cover, because if people don't get the fact that we're experiencing drought, weather manipulation, geoengineering, shifting in underground aquifers, lakes disappearing overnight, I think that everything, again, that we've taken for granted, the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, are soon to be taken away. And unfortunately, most people don't get it. Now, if you're not one of the people that believes that prepping is biblical, turn this off. Really, seriously, go watch Dancing with the Stars, Shooting the Stars, do whatever you do on whatever night this is, Friday. So this really isn't the show for you. But Ryan, you know, as you're talking to people, what are some of the issues they're asking you about? I mean, you know, it's not just, geez, buy this food, buy that food, but what are they talking to you about? Go ahead.
You know, and this started in 2011 when we got in the food business for the second time. And with Fukushima and all the nuclear contamination, I think there's a growing fear in everybody's heart and for their family on what they're going to eat, what they're going to be able to get with all the chemical contamination now. I guess I'm just seeing an urgency in everybody's phone calls. And they are. I get phone calls at 3 in the morning from guys that can't sleep because they're wondering how they're going to feed their kids and their wives and provide for them as the man of the family. And that's the number one thing, is how being prepared so you can be there for your family and provide food for them. Because it is going to be an issue, and I think we've all seen it at this point, and it's getting worse. The government and the way they're controlling the weather patterns and the growing seasons and everything, we're going to see a shortage of food. And we all see the pricing going up. We've seen it in Canada. People can't even afford to provide for their family. And there was a sign that, you know, Steve, you sent me on an email of this woman standing there with her two kids, and she said, I can't afford $2,000 a month to feed my family. That's real.
You know, and let me just, again, step in here. I remember, Ryan, when we were in the food business, you remember what a person could buy, a four-person unit for to feed their family. And since that day, 3-4 years ago, actually maybe 5 years ago, the food prices are doubling. And I don't think people understand this. And we're seeing people now forced into, let's say, this lifestyles of absolute the necessity to feed their family, even going in, breaking and entering isn't about jewelry anymore. I put up a story today. Breaking and entering is about stealing food. When people get hungry, let's just say this, it does something to your head. Obviously, that's why you're starved into submission in a prison camp. But I think what's a tragedy in the past, 35 years as I look over it, there was a time when you could be almost assured, given the country then, that there would be some level of civil obedience, or at least human kindness, when things were going as everyone thought. We'd all stand together, we'd be fighting against the Russians, the Chinese, an invasion from this, an invasion for that. But now, as Doug put in his article, Tactical Preparations for Christians Today, the immediate need to change our thinking for the days ahead, that is critical. Do you believe, if I were to say this, 5 years ago, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was the level of concern then? And now, if you're getting calls at 3 o'clock, share the psychology of the people calling in, because, again, it's obviously panic, but go beyond that.
You know, it is panic now, Steve. Before, it was curiosity, and they just, they wanted to be prepared. But it wasn't the urgency that I'm hearing and seeing in their voices and everything now. Now they're actually fearing for their family and how they're going to provide. We've been so blessed, and I'm glad that you looked into it, and now partnering with Numana, making our new food line, it's the best we've ever seen. It was way less expensive before, but the product that we have now, being organic and GMO-free, now we're offering an incredible line that people can actually keep their family alive with, and they'll have it for 25 years plus.
Explain empty calories. This is something that's interesting, Doug, and this is really interesting, Joe. The average person, especially a man under stress, explain the difference, Ryan, because obviously there are a lot of food programs out there that are claiming that, you know, you get so many servings, blah, blah, blah. Explain the difference between New Manna's calorie count versus everyone else's, because this is the thing that I was always concerned about, is that, you know, you can make all claims, you know, but a grown man can't live on a 275 calorie meal of noodles, gravy, and maybe a microscopic portion of meat. Share the difference and share when you went into investigating them, because this is critical. It's stupid to throw money away on something that isn't going to keep you alive. If you're going to buy prep stuff and prepare for your family as a life insurance policy, then you need to understand the basis of calories and nutrition. Please go ahead.
And, you know, and I have tried all these lines that we have now, so I know firsthand what the meat looks like, which is an extremely large portion of protein. When you're talking empty calories, some of the other lines we've seen and a lot of the other lines that are out there, they offer sugars, they offer Tang. There's no calories, there's no protein, there's nothing in there to keep your body going and keep you alive. In a state of an emergency, if we're actually in a cold climate or if we have to hike to stay alive, you need the calories and you need the protein. A lot of these other food companies, they're offering like 2,000 calories a day. If you're exerting energy, you're going to burn through those in no time. So a lot of these, and what I've seen with their product lines, they're offering enough calories. If you sit on the couch, you're going to survive. But that's not the case in an emergency. And that's not going to be the case of what we're going to see on any day coming. With our packages, we're offering 4,000 to 4,500 calories a day per person. So with that, you can live and you can sustain and you can, I mean, share with your family. That is the difference with ours. We are giving you more product with our meats and chicken and our meals. That's real protein and real calories. The other companies are not offering that.
Right. So basically, you know, Doug, I years ago, and I don't have my charts or graphs handy. Good night. I couldn't find those in my file cabinets because I shredded everything in my file cabinets. But I used to go through and take all of the different calories, and I used to, you know, have a real nutritionist, a health conscious nutritionist, look it over. And the thing that was interesting is when we talk about empty calories, we're talking about stuff that obviously is a calorie, but it attacks your immune system. Obviously, sugar is one of those things. So when I decided that, look, I'm getting too many calls, I'm seeing too many people buy buckets of this or that, and then they're saying, but how can I live on, and seriously, one company, if you ate three of their packets, which is a complete meal, three meals per day would be 900 calories. Well, that's really falling short. So the thing is one of the things we're going to talk about tonight, and this thing is, you know, the food is just part of it, but it's the important part. Every day, Doug, I get more and more people saying, have you seen the price of, and I used to get these arrogant emails, but that's only in Canada. Oh, really? Have you noticed your potato chips? The bag is the same size, filled with air, but instead of having half a bag of chips, you got a quarter bag of chips at the bottom, and it's $5. The pricing is basically being used as economic camouflage to the lessening of product. Have you experienced that, Doug?
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. Steve, well, you wigged out there for a second here in terms of my audio. I didn't catch that last.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, and because of the audio issues tonight, I apologize for whatever is going on beyond our control. But one of the things that's really important is that I thought about this. Now, think along, everyone, with me. What about the term headline hardened? I get so many emails through a week, not daily, but the words that we take for granted, like, how about the word collapse?
some guy said, well, this certain website's been used in that every year for the last 7 years. Well, the last 7 years may have been the 7 years of plenty, and you're entering into the 7 years of a famine, just like in Joseph's day. But I think the problem is that most people, and I believe this, I believe the pleasure center of the brain has been, how should I say this, liquefied to the point of electronic neural stimulation by everything in subcarrier harmonics through this television. You remember when we talked about television? Not only you watching it, but it watching you, and nobody believed it, and then the patents came out and Samsung said, if you're doing anything in front of our TVs, you better cover the TV. So, in essence, everything that was conspiracy, in my opinion, Big Brother and everything, is now so blatant in your face, don't care anymore. Starvation is a very real thing. During the Stalingrad, during even World War II in Europe, women would line up, and they would line up, in essence, the only thing they had to offer, and this breaks my heart, to basically get food to feed their family was to sell themselves on the streets. And unfortunately, that really took place. The rape of Stalingrad, all of the conquerors, and you know what, Doug, let's throw it forward into the Middle East. Where are the, quote, professing churches in the world when the Christians are being slaughtered in Syria, when they're being cannibalized in Syria and other places? Even in Palmyra, they're finding women and children. Look at what's happening in Europe. Women and children are being raped, pillaged, plundered, and murdered, and the band plays on. So the point is, in this country, we have been so blessed, yet this country is the one that's setting up temples to Baal and everything. So here's the deal. The fact is there are food shortages. There's a reason why all the chemical additives are being placed in them. And there's also a reason why the Food and Drug Administration are linked together. Do you guys ever think of that? It's not the Food Administration or the Drug Administration. It's both. We're hearing day after day new revelations on vaccinations. And anybody that wants to put a movie out is silenced, threatened, or worse, murdered. So now we've got to prioritize, and we've got to go tactical. Here's a little thing that I want everyone to do. Now, I'm going to give out Ryan's email right now. It's R-Y, Romeo Yellow, R-Y, Whitmer, W-H-I-T-M-E-R, at yahoo.com. R-Y, Whitmer, W-H-I-T-M-E-R, at yahoo.com. And Ryan's probably the only guy I know that takes calls at 3 o'clock. I'm not giving that his phone number right now. But the deal is that it's safe to say, Ryan, is it not, and then I'm turning it right back over to you, that the calls are more, and this is my word, correct me if I'm wrong, you more than have the right to do that the calls are intensely increasing in desperation.
That is completely correct. Over 5 years ago, and even over the last year, when I have still received phone calls, people are getting more panicked, and they're starting to see the reality of what is coming down the line and what we're going to see any day. I do want to tell everybody, please, call my phone, the 406-581-0182. Once again, that's 406-581-0182, and that is on our websites as well. But email me, please. Just email me your phone number and the best time that I can get a hold of you, and I will get back in touch with you. I know our phone lines, at least mine and my email, are going to be going off the hook. I'm glad that we're able to tell everybody about the urgency of how fast this is all happening.
Can I ask you a question, sir? And Steve, I want to ask this because what I've been hearing, and I know, Steve, you've reported on this before. For example, we had ammunition shortages essentially caused in part by the government buying ammunition. Is that the case with long-term storable food or survival food at all? Is the government getting in there and buying up large quantities, maybe at the source, or is that not happening? Or has that happened?
Distributors, okay? When I was in the food business and the time that Ryan was there as my sales manager, the thing is that we would get calls from different distributors, even though they were, I guess you'd call them competitors, but they would say, you can't believe
how big an order we just took. One company, who I'm friends with the owner of, the different government agencies would fly in their airplanes, and the vendor, they would be bought out of everything. Now, this isn't a scare tactic. I over the years, Doug, here's the thing in every issue related to food. Once you control the source, you control the flow of that food outward. I get truckers emailing me daily, sometimes multiple times daily, telling me that their loads are virtually non-existent now, that people are fighting and just to keep, they'll drive just for the gas in their vehicles or their, you know, 18-wheelers. But the thing that's most astonishing is the truckers that talk about all the secret underground bunkers, if you will, deep underground military bases, the underground military highways that are multi-level and literally are like elevators, and they're going to all points across the country. And yet, yes, it's the same thing for what I would call pharmaceutical legal medical drugs. You know, there's plenty of illegal drugs, but the point is everything from anesthesiologists, the necessity to put people under pain medication, different antibiotics, the antibiotics of last resort, vancomycin being one of those. You know, the thing is, even saline. I have nurses, doctors, physicians, and the other day on drugs, they said the greatest shortage, I think the United States is what, coming up to 1 million doctors short. Well, we saw that it's now to the point where people are getting really upset because they can't even get, especially vets, if they go to for a medical emergency to a normal physician, it used to be the Veterans Administration would pay for that. It no longer is the case. So what we're seeing right now is a whole different world, and I think the point being is the shortages are only going to increase. Now, here's something. We're in a position to get as much of this new manna food out as possible. It is non-GMO. About 70% of it's organic. Their chicken and beef is hormone-free. That's a big deal in my world. And because of the panic that's already starting to take place, and Ross Powell will be on in the next hour to talk about that, what's taking place in the paper money markets, the Federal Open Market Committee, all of the, you know, shenanigans going on in Europe, the lies on all the economic indicators. But all that boils down to is higher prices. Now, Ryan, too, from as people call you from all over the country, are you getting, like I would say, geographical areas defined of shortages? For instance, it's no secret that the powers, the devils that are in Washington, hate the South. Are you getting, have you been able to define the people calling in yet, or is it too early for that?
No, more and more I do see Alabama. I get a ton of calls from Alabama, Arkansas, New Orleans, and then Texas. But like you're saying, a lot of these are southern states, and those are the ones I see the most of. And Steve, I think you said an important part that I just want to say again. Before people were waiting to order, we have the product, and it's an incredible product right now, ready to go on the shelves, and we can ship within a week and a half. Don't wait to order this. Because
now
it is going to be a shortage.
That's, Ryan, that's only under normal circumstances. And
right.
Doug, that's what we're trying to do is get that. So continue on. I mean, to interrupt you, but, you know, I mean, typically when you do a show like this and people start doing their homework and find out, hey, those guys are really telling it like it is, when shortages arise is when everybody rushes to the gate at the same time. Continue on.
Well, and I saw with our other food line as well, and that was even when there wasn't shortages, we had certain products we had to substitute in our packages because we couldn't get them anymore. And that was then. So at this point, we are going to have shortages. So it is imperative that people don't wait to order. They need to think for now and not be in a panic later when it's gone.
Well, and at this point, you know, anything goes at any time. That's what I think people have got to understand, because anything goes at any time. by that definition, or forgive me, by that statement, it simply means this. We don't know what the event will be or necessarily when the event will be, but we do know this is becoming tougher and tougher. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, my company started years ago, the process. A lot of people have medals that they've held on to, gold and silver. If you want to trade your medals, we'll trade at the spot price of the day, lock you in. Because, again, it's food first. And, Doug, I'm on record. Anybody that has less than $1,000 should not even be thinking about gold and silver. In that statement I just made, Ryan set that program up for us a couple years ago, and people took advantage of it because especially people with IRAs, KEOs, and when Ross Powell comes on the second hour, he'll show people that they can put their money into food. But it's one of those things that we offer that everybody else doesn't, because here's the deal. Ryan, you know, I know, we know, and you're being told that the panic is building, and it's a different panic. Before, it was preparation. Now it's desperation. Do you want to go ahead and address that? Before, it was preparation. Now it's desperation.
You know, and I think what we talked about the other day is imperative that people, they're aware of this. And with the other company I worked with, it was in the building industry. I've seen all sorts of, with the recessions and the depressions. We talked the other day about the depression of 1929, and you had stated how that was a U.S. depression. And I think it was, well, it meant a lot to me that now the economists and the realists are stating how it's not going to be another depression. It's going to be a worldwide depression. So it's not going to just be in the U.S. And it will be worldwide, and it'll be everywhere. So imagine we were short on food before. Imagine what it's going to be this time when it's worldwide.
Well, and again, the United Nations, Doug, just took over the seas. I don't think anybody realizes what that means. That means you'll have to have a United Nations permit to fish in the Everglades of Florida. That means you'll need a United Nations permit to go out on the three of the most famous trout fishing rivers in the world, actually are in Montana, the Gallatin, the Madison, the Yellowstone. Well, I could go on and on, the Rosebud. It seems like every one of the resources that used to be free to us are becoming more and more difficult. And I don't know, did you see that, Doug? Did you see that, Joe? With the United Nations is
yes,
taking.
We did.
Okay. So, did any. And let me ask you this, and please, did you guys even put into the framework of that means they'll control the food, whatever isn't radiated?
Food? Can they not control? Will they not control the traffic as well on the high seas?
And then see, we're to the point that how do I say this? If you the biggest news story out there right now is the U.S. and was on Drudge today. The U.S. owes more money than we take in. Duh. You know, the United States does not have a $16-18 billion deficit. The United States has deficits in the trillions. And people say, I don't believe that. Well, you didn't believe it when I told you that the derivatives market was a quadrillion-dollar problem, and that was 10 years ago. So the thing is that everybody is scrambling. We're hearing that the wealthiest people in the world are leaving. They're headed to their bunkers. They're headed to their places in Montana, South America. They're headed all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, you know. And seriously, Ryan, it's not an understatement to say Ryan was in the building business, and, you know, we have probably one of the biggest enclaves of the richest people in the world down the Gallatin Canyon, do we not?
We do, and then the thing has surprised me is even the people that had millions lost it all. I had builders and clients that were literally multi-millionaires, and they were going back to college, and that was just with the recession in 2007. So even though we have all this money in Montana, I have seen it go away within a year.
In a year. You know, can I say something? What's fascinating is this. Whatever scenario's out there, and I want everybody to do this tonight, okay? Just grab a calendar. You know, if you're on the, you know, whatever, a calendar on the internet or whatever, just print out a big calendar, or if it's, it, you know, put into a spreadsheet for those of you. I'm still old fashioned. I like to see a calendar, Doug, Joe, with the days of the week, the, you know, like 1 through 31 and the, of the month. And then I want you each to put in there if you were cut off. Now, seriously, if you were cut off from being able to go to the, you know, grocery store for whatever reason, EMP, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the reason's not the issue. How long could you last? Okay, so go into, let's say this, whatever, today is April 8th. It seems like I don't know what day of the week it is lately. By the way, I apologize to everybody. When I put my Yellowstone alert up there, somehow I put 6/16, and I don't know where that came from. I think June 6th or June something. That wasn't it. It was a couple days ago, so it's since been corrected, and I thank you, those of you who drew my attention to it. That was one of those nights, Doug, that turned into day, that turned into night, that's remained day. And I was, you know, trying to do the best I could. But anyway, I apologize for that. But I want everyone to go and take a calendar and then go to your cupboard. Seriously, list how many, you know, cans of soup you got, how many this, how many that. You know, one of my listeners, Joy, has been emailing me for several years saying, Steve, here's what my butchers are telling me. Here's what the supermarkets are telling me. Here's what I'm being told, this, that, and the other place. And the same thing was happening from people all over the country. Please, ladies and gentlemen, just because you can walk into a Whole Foods in Boca Raton, Florida, doesn't mean the rest of the world can. So what's happening is a systematic isolation of geographical spots in this country to deny them access to food. And that's what Ryan's trying to share with you. Now, Ryan, you take it, you go for as long as you want, and then give out your email. We're asking people to email them tonight because, again, people will hear this broadcast, it'll be recorded, and they'll hear from all over. This primarily applies to the United States and Canada. There are too many restrictions unless you're buying a container load of food to ship it overseas. If you can handle that financially and with all the red tape, we'll take care of that for you. But go ahead, Ryan. Just, you know, your closing thoughts, I'll go silent until you're ready to give it back to me.
Okay, Steve, and I appreciate it. And Doug and Joe, thank you for having me on tonight. Appreciate the opportunity. And I just want everybody to realize this. We have been in the business a long time. Steve has done this so many times. I've done sales for him. This is, and I truly believe, and I know Steve does as well, this is the best product we've ever come out with. In all the long-term storage industry, this is the highest calories, the most flavorful food, the protein, the real chicken, real beef. This is a great, great line. I truly believe in it, and I just hope everybody doesn't wait to order, because it is going to be going, and I'm ready for the phone calls. But please email me so I do have your phone number. It's easier for me to keep track of everything that way as well. My email again is rywhitmer, WHITMER, at yahoo.com. And by all means, call my cell phone 24 hours a day. I'm always here, and I would love to answer any questions you have, and I'd love to help you.
Give us an email one more time, please, Ryan.
It's R Y Whitmer, WHITMER, at yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
And then,
you know, go ahead.
Steve, I'm sorry to interrupt. When you're still, once I get off, will you still remind them on the numana.com/quail?
Yes, well, you just did. It's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-A, right? Double it, numana.com/quail. Now, let's see if I can even spell my own name. You know, it's one of those days. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, the best way to even get into this stuff, and look, what Ryan said is real. I have been approached, Doug, for the record, I was one of the very first Mountain House dealers in the United States. I was one of the first Alpine Air dealers in the United States. You know, for 5 years, we went to number three, meaning as a manufacturer, a canner, in the United States, you know, a couple prior to Y2K. Now, obviously, that drove a lot of people. But can I say something? Y2K is child's play compared to this. So, ladies and gentlemen, your number one priority is food. Food first, food first, food first. Somebody said, well, don't forget water. Well, of course, water. But food, you know, water it should be dealt with in two ways, first and foremost. Identify the source and portable filtration. That's it. If those of you who live on a coast, the Gulf Coast, Pacific Coast, the Atlantic, up in Newfoundland, any place, even up into the Gulf of Alaska, you should be looking into the handheld desalinators that I believe now Katadyn or Katadyn owns, K-A-T-A-D-Y-N. It used to be the old Pure Survivor 35, and if you've watched all the shows on TV, the time, the survival shows, the time it takes for them to build a fire, especially with the old rub two sticks together and, you know, blister your hands and finally figure out that if there's no dry kindling, you're toast. With the portable desalinator, you know, you can do a gallon an hour. That sure beats, you know, traipsing through the woods or, better yet, being caught in a situation where you've got water everywhere and not a drop to drink. So food first. If you do not, you know, consider the food, after you take your little exercise, see how much you have. Please, for those of you that have some metals, if you want to sell a gold ounce, you want to sell silver, whatever you want to do, Ryan is more than capable of dealing with that. So you can call him. To my knowledge, we're the only ones doing that, Doug, in the whole country.
Interesting. Interesting. And yeah, you know, you mentioned something earlier and how important this is, food and water. And folks, please understand what Steve Quayle said. Look, if you have a limited budget or have less than $1,000, gold, silver might not be for you. Obviously, you want to have the food and that kind of stuff available to you. So just so you know. And, Ryan, God bless you, man. And, thank you for all this information. All right.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, man.
Steve, thank you very much.
It's our pleasure.
You're welcome, Ryan. Hey, Doug, look what we've got. We've got Venezuela. Let's just talk about Venezuela. I posted a YouTube video that was sent to me, and there are food lines that go on for miles. The guy's filming from his car. Did you see that one?
No. Do tell.
Miles. I hope everyone's hearing me. Miles, multi-mile long food lines in Venezuela. They have run out of fuel. They have run out of water. They've run out of electricity. They pretty well are living right now. See, it used to be people would write, like Bill Portions did. He did a beautiful book, you know, 1 second after. I think he's got a new one out, 1 year after. But when you there's no buts. The books are great. When you can go on YouTube and watch people standing in line for 8 hours at a time to basically go and guess, do you know what happens when they get there? You probably can figure this one out. The shelves are bare or they're limited to. Everyone gets to have, I think, a loaf of bread, and I mean, there's a list on the internet about what they can get. Okay, everybody who has basically kept their mouth silent when God bless this nation would not hold the political rapists to the line, especially the Republicans, which have turned out to be absolutely nothing more than whores for the Democrats. And those are my opinions, you know, and I think now people can see that. Look at the movement in this country. It's we have, for the first time in history, we have people who have sworn for the United States to be destroyed, leading the law enforcement community, the intelligence community, and the military. We're talking about fundamental Islam. We're talking about now we've got a situation for the Republicans are basically giving over everything. Political correctness, and I want to share this with every single Christian or anyone who believes they are saved by the blood of Jesus. If you're just a political Christian where you want to go to church, sing kumbaya and go to pot lux, and good luck on that. You know, the churches will be empty. There will be no luck in their pots, you know. The point being is that people have got to take personal accountability and responsibility. Venezuela is a basket case. So, you know, what I've learned, I've had, over the years, I've had some amazing sponsors. I've interviewed them. One of my favorite sponsors, and I, look, this is kind of my, if you will, my soliloquy on preparation, okay? Because that's what we're trying to do. We're opening it up for questions in the third hour. Ross Powell will be on the next hour. But one of the things that is so telling to me is that there's some amazing stuff out there. Okay, I'll give you a good example. I have literally had testimonials of people who are on their deathbed, you know, when they started drinking, you know, inner health food, the inner food, the if you will, cellular nutrition. Steve St. Clair has done an amazing job, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he put together a special for me, and it's NutriCafe. It's great, and I'm not a coffee drinker. It's the Coco Mojo, which I inhale by the pounds, and the inner food. The inner food is kind of like a green drink, and you've got to mix it with something because you just don't mix it in water and basically get a smile on your face. But that which tastes good can kill you. That which basically doesn't, and I'm not talking about the Coco Mojo. I'm talking about the inner food. I had a friend, and basically he was dying, got hit by a car. He was wasting away. They were giving him IVs until one of his friends brought him a bunch of inner food. And I've had him on the radio years ago to give testimony along with others. So if you go on my website, steepwell.com, you go to the top banner, and they put together a special. You're going to have to use nutritional supplements too, because the word fresh food will not exist. The freeze drying and the dehydrating, you know, grains and beans, that's a different story. Organic, there will no longer, Doug, and I would guess this, we're 1 year away from having no organic food or produce available, simply because the chemtrails, the geoengineering, the formulas are changing, and unless everything's grown in a greenhouse from heirloom seeds, the word, the word organic, the word genetically modified free, GMO free, or glyphosate free, that's only, there's a time period on it. It's like tick tock, tick tock, and then tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. In essence, everything is speeding up. They want us dead. They want us dead. Here's the thing. Dead food, dead people. On a cellular level, they want everybody who's not one of the Illuminati, or the going into the New World Order. They've said it. You know, anybody who won't take the Luciferic initiation, hello, that means Lucifer is God, little g, isn't going in to the New World Order. And yet Christians will fight. You know this, Doug. You try and do a show on XYZ, first thing that happens is those who profess to believe in Jesus, or those who are always willing to take on someone warning, you know, are they go haywire because they won't provide for their own. Let's take on the false faith movement. There is no indication in the Old Testament or in the New where God didn't demand his people, his creation, to participate in not only his act of redemption, but in their act of war and or in their act of preparing. Let's use the basic examples. I'm going to go through this fast just to take on the false faith movement. I can't tell you how many times people said, well, I just trust God. You're putting fear into the Christians because we all trust God and you're fearful. I said, okay, if that's the case, had Noah had your sniveling false religious attitude, you know, there would be no animals. Not only would there be no animals, there'd be no people left. So was God bullying Noah to basically be a prepper? Then let's take the next example, Joseph. Pharaoh's warned in a dream. Pharaoh controlled all of Egypt, most of the world, and that part of the world at that time, that there's going to be 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. Guess what? And you can read this in the Bible, that after the people sold their cattle, after they sold all their goods, they sold themselves. And that's what I was trying to get at. Okay, so we've got Joseph preparing, where there is no case where God, outside of manna,
And even in the manna from heaven, there were requirements that people had to gather it themselves. They could only gather enough to eat, and if they tried to store more than they could eat, what happened? Well, it putrefied. God was teaching the children of Israel to rely on him. But now, modern-day America relies on everything else. Let's take Jesus. Let's take two New Testament examples. Jesus is basically the Son of God, and not basically, totally the Son of God, yet God could have provided for him and sent ravens. He did it to Elijah, which, by the way, is another act of preparation. But the three wise men, the Magi, whatever you want to call them, they brought Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Most people don't know this. Jesus was told by the angel, and not Jesus only, but Mary, his mother, and Joseph, her husband, to flee into Egypt until they were told to come back. What did they live on? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I can, you know, everybody who's listening to the show should know the answer to this. Who was the first prepper in the New Testament that stood out against all others? And it was a little boy with the loaves of bread and the fishes whose mother had given him extra in case he delayed his coming. Boy, delaying his coming. That sounds like something else, like maybe the five wise virgin. Doesn't it speak then to that in the book of Acts? Let's go to the book of Acts. If it hadn't been for Paul's missionary journeys, he took, if you will, offerings from the Gentile Christians to keep the Jewish believers alive because they had sold all things in common and there was a great famine in the earth at that time. The prophets spoke about it. It's just the people of God got caught up in the moment and didn't believe it was important. It is not anti-biblical to love your family and prepare for them. Paul says this way, and I say it too. If any of those people come around me ever and they say, just trust God, I say, well, fine, but please don't hang around me because I want to be civil. I'm trying to love people, and you're making it very difficult for me not to say something that will obviously offend you and probably cause me to have to repent. I'm serious, Doug. We're talking about life and death. I'm talking about people that email me. And again, after all these years of teaching preparation, speaking of preparation, look, I used to have guys on my radio show that would teach about how to raise goats, how to do this, I don't know how to raise goats. I only know I deal with a lot of them that evidently goats can use email now. You know, the point is, oh, and by the way, I got an email the other day from, who did I get it from? Oh, I got an email from Lucifer, and not obviously the real Luciferians. I got an email from Satan, and I got an email from the Antichrist. Isn't that interesting? I really do. These people think that's who they are. So yeah. Saying that, ladies and gentlemen, I would say this. Remember the word cooperate. Cooperate means to operate alongside of. Doug and Joe Hagman cooperate with this broadcast. They work together. So when you're talking about needing food, needing supplements, like, again, you know, Steve St. Clair has been with me probably, I don't know, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, 10 or 15 years, and it's all USDA organic. If you don't do what you can do, then don't get mad at God when he says to you, why did you presume and never pray? And I think that's where a lot of people are, Doug, in this whole preparedness movement. Why do you presume and not prepare? Why do you presume and not pray? And again, you can quote the scripture, and now it's tactical. Tactical simply means this. You have to come up with tactics, a way of thinking, plans, if you will, blueprints. You have to have that stuff in place. And also, Doug, I'm praying, and I don't know how to implement this yet. I'm praying for the people that have the funds that, you know, to put a thing up on my website. I will not administer it. I found a long time ago, guess what my gift is in administration? Or if somebody wants to do it and they're honest and they're not in it for, quote, their glory, but God's, you know, I would like to just start collecting money, kind of, if you would, kind of like what Franklin Graham does, a shepherd's purse. But there's a lot of single moms out there. There's a lot of widows. There's a lot of widowers. There's a lot of single fathers out there. And I'm praying that, you know, know, I mean, $500 per person would do a lot to give them beans and grain and some protein, you know, beans, rice, and protein, protein meaning canned meat or whatever, for those who can't afford. But for those of you that have put this off, that sit in front of a TV watching football, baseball, basketball, games, entertainment, and will not do anything to prepare, and then yell at your wives who are blessed in the Lord, they're praying, interceding women of God, I got news for you. I want to be gentle here, but I would pray that God would give you a swift kick in the gluteus maximus to get you moving. And then it can be true of the other way, too. There are men who are pleading with their wives, and their wives basically want to do this, that, and the other thing. Take the newest cruise, take the newest this, that, or the other thing. And their husbands are going, we can't do both. If your life isn't the priority because Jesus Christ died for you as a Christian, if you cannot even begin to fathom that, you know, you will be accountable for the ultimate outcome of your family's safety and provision, if you will at least begin to make the first step, God will take the other steps and give you the strength.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
So right.
With that, we're up against the top of the hour break. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on this Friday edition with our special guest, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And in the first hour, he was joined by
Ryan Whitmer from newmana.com's /Quayle. All the links are available off of HagmanHagman.com. Folks, visit stevequayle.com, bookmark his site, and also check out the links in particular. Oh, Hitler Rising.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Ross Powell,
Survival
401k, as well as Steve Quayle. So stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.